Well, good morning, gardeners, and welcome to Gardening Naturally. I hope all of you are warm and safe. That's the priority. We can replace a plant. Let's make sure everybody is warm and safe. And I know there's a lot of issues out there yet. There's still bad roads. There's no gas, no food. Many still don't have water. Many still don't have electricity. As those events change, call into the station, 512-836-0590, and provide us with updates. We're going to try to pass that along to everybody. We're literally all in this together, and we have seen some really magnificent acts of kindness to help each other out. We would like to continue that. So if you have information, call or text. We're taking notes. We're trying to pass it on at the news breaks at the top of the hour. So the question of the day, I know what it's going to be. Did this plant die? You know what? It may be a month or more, before you're going to know. I had Barbados cherry, and it froze to the ground. Couldn't see it at all. Couldn't find any of it. Dug around looking for the plant. Couldn't see it at all. This was, I think, the 2011 storm. Turn around, and I'm mowing my yard, and it was early June, and I saw the plant start coming up from the ground. So it took that long for it to recover. It may take that long for some of our plants, particularly our perennials, to show themselves. We got cold. I mean, we hit numbers that were near records, and we've been spoiled. We've had some mild winters, and we've been planting as if our winters are always going to be mild, and they're not. It would be nice. It would be wonderful if they were always mild, and we could put in landscapes where we can predict. We can't. This is the kind of events that we see here in Texas. We have had winters without a freeze. That was a particularly warm winter, and that was not good for our fruit crop. Well, this winter, we didn't have to worry about a freeze. We got a good, cold, hard freeze. And many of the plants that we put in, because we like them in our landscape, because for the most part, they're low maintenance, they're attractive, they grow well here. Well, they don't grow well in the kind of weather we had. And we're going to need a long time to see what's going to come back and what isn't. You can't just walk out there today because it's no longer freezing. The sun is shining. Walk around your yard and go, that's dead. That's good. That's not. It's going to take a while. And we have to have that kind of patience to know for sure. So it's going to be very unpredictable. Many of us are going to go out and look at trees with broken branches. Now, safety comes first. I have some friends who lost 16-inch diameter branches, and the issue becomes they fell on fences. They fell on power lines. The freeze damage, I have a friend who lost their back-covered patio. The whole patio section collapsed with the ice and water and the cold weather. So walking around safely, be cautious walking under trees. Watch for the falling ice. That's just as bad. That's probably the first thing that we're going to want to look for is where are the broken branches? Now, a tree with a broken branch, it's in its best interest to remove it as soon as possible, to cut that damage out of there. It's an open wound. It's an uncontrolled open wound. And it's going to be susceptible to pest and disease. But the reality is you may not have a chainsaw. But there's a run on chainsaws this weekend where you're going to call an arborist, and guess what? You and probably 10,000 other people called that same arborist. Crews are going to be busy trying to get out and take care of things. So maybe today it's walk around with your cell phone camera and a notepad and start evaluating what you have and where it's at and what the damage is. I can look out a window. I don't even have to go outside. And I have a desert willow that's coming out of the ground. It has got several broken branches, and it's never really grown well. I'm just going to remove it. And it's small enough that I don't have to really deal with it. I can just cut it down and it be gone. It suffered enough damage, it's not worth it. I was incredibly fortunate because my trees at my home, even though I planted most of them, seem to be pretty flexible. I had lots of branches bend all the way down to the ground, and I was sure that the plant was going to break. And once the ice melted, you know what? It's doing okay. I don't see any breaks in them. So inventory first, and start with your trees. They're the most valuable asset. They're the ones that can cause you the most problems because they may be dangerous with those broken branches. But let's not get real wrapped up into, oh, I should be able to walk outside today and go, here's a list of plants that are dead. Here's a list of plants that are going to make it. We have to take into account where everybody lives and the actual temperatures you got on your property and the health of the plant and a big long list of things. So deep breath, friends and family okay first, then let's go see what's going on in the garden. Folks, this is Gardening Naturally. We're up against a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, first responders, frontline workers, free hot meals today at Twisted X Brewery in Dripping Springs from 12 to 4. Find out more online at the Twisted X Brewery website, but they're responding to the folks that have been out there in the cold and having to fix things and take care of us, things like that. Hot food for you, beverages at Twisted X Brewery in Dripping Springs. So you might want to check that out. Let's go to the phone. This is Bo. Good morning, Bo. What can I help you with?
Good morning, Jeff. I just tuned in, so I don't know if anybody asked you this yet or not, but I have wax myrtles and viburnum, and the leaves are all turned black. What do I do? What's going on?
You don't do anything, Bo. Take a deep breath and give it a couple of weeks. It's going to look bad. That's not a big deal. Wax myrtles and viburnum are like zone 5, zone 3 plants. So this cold's going to make them look horrid. Give them an opportunity to warm up, and then say 2 weeks from now, go out there with your pruners. And why I want you to delay, I don't want you to cut anything until you can determine, is just the leaf been frozen, or did I also lose some of the branch? And a couple of weeks from now, you should be able to go to a branch tip and see, is it still supple? Are there new buds on it, and are they okay? Because if you wait till then, you can just let the frozen leaves naturally fall off and let the tree replace its, excuse me, the shrubs, the wax myrtles, the viburnum, let them replace their leaves on their own. Bear with a couple of weeks of ugly plant. We're going to have a lot of weeks of ugly plants because of this cold, but both of those plants, they've been in the ground more than a year.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
I don't know that I would worry much about them. Now, say you go out a couple of weeks from now, and you see some branches, and you go to see if they bend at all and they break. Okay, you got some trimming up to do, because you need to remove deadwood. Remember, just take little chunks out of that branch, cut from the tip and start working your way in until you make a cut and you can see a little bit of green exposed on the branch. That means that part's still alive and you shouldn't have to trim any more off of the plant. Patience, lots of patience. And it's going to be really hard because some of our plants are going to look just dead as can be. But if you hold out a little longer, we've got really reasonable weather coming up. Of course, I guess any weather is more reasonable than what we went through. But that patience will pay off. If you can give it 2 weeks, you'll be able to know quickly whether you need to do anything or whether you just need to do a little trimming. But both of those plants should survive.
Okay. Is that true for the gerrymander bush also?
It is a plant that should be able to handle that cold. Now, part of the problem we're going to have is when I say should be able to handle that cold, remember that everybody's landscape is a different little microclimate in and of itself. It's possible you have one in a spot that got extra cold, unintentional, but really got extra cold. I think it should recover if it's been in the ground. If it's established, I think it should recover from its crown, from the roots below. Again, it could be a month before you see new growth come out of the ground. So keep an eye on it, but it should be able to handle our weather. So again, we can't go out there today and go, hey, it's not freezing, so everything should be green and growing again, right? It could be a month. It could be more than that before if you see if these plants actually recover. So the issue is going to be your patience, not the plant.
Is that true also of the Palo Verde tree? I think I'm calling it right. It looks like a mesquite tree, but
it should be okay. I heard Robert talking about it in the hour before, and again, a well-established tree has a much better chance of recovery. But for every plant, you're not going to know today. You need to give them a little bit of time to warm up. You have to have some patience. I got to tell you, Bo, there's going to be some plants that even though they should have made it, didn't. You may have to replace a few of them, but there's nothing you need to do today other than I really recommend an inventory of your trees and looking for those broken branches so you know how much repair needs to be done to your trees.
Okay, Jeff, I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Bo. Yeah, folks, I cannot emphasize this enough. I'm going to get this constant list. What about this plant? What about this plant? What about this plant? All the plants, everything you got in the ground, take a deep breath. There's nothing you're going to be able to determine today. So a little patience. Folks, we're coming up on the news. Charles, I see you there. Can you hang on a second? I'll catch you on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Quick comment. somebody texted me, can I uncover my plants today? A qualified yes. Now, we're supposed to be above freezing according to the weather report. Now, depending on where you are, tonight is going to be above freezing, but every night, Sunday, Monday, is going to get colder. So your area may still wind up in the next day or two having an overnight freeze. So uncover today. Sure, we're going to stay well above freezing for the most part of Central Texas tonight. But that doesn't mean we can walk away now. You still have to pay attention to the weather because we could still drop below freezing over the next couple of days. So be prepared to cover things back up. Let's go to the phone. Charles, thanks for holding on. What can I help you with?
Yes, sir. We're going to talk about mountain laurels, one of our favorite Texas trees here, and it's not happy what happened to it. But I have two mountain laurels side by side that are about 8 feet wide, 8 feet tall. But, of course, as we know with the branches, they just snapped off. A lot of branches are broken. My question is, how far do I trim them down? Because some are, you know, from the trunk going up, then all these multiple branches, some are about 2 to 3 feet long. How far do I trim those things back from where they snapped off?
Okay.
From the top.
Really good question here. So let's say I have a 4 foot long branch and it broke right in the middle. So how do I manage that? Look at where the break is and work your way to the first bud, first new branch that comes off from there. And you can trim just in front, meaning towards the end of the branch, not towards the trunk, just in front of that little branch that you run into that's still intact. I hope I described that reasonably well. Did that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I understand that.
If there are no branches, if there are no buds, you may be better off trimming it all the way back flush to the trunk. Trust me, new branches will still form on this tree. But what you don't want to do is make a cut and wind up with a stub that might die. Because then you have this big piece of dead wood that will prevent the plant from ever healing correctly and is just asking for pests and disease to come attack that dead wood. So if you can cut right in front of a good healthy branch, great. If you can't, go all the way back to the trunk and cut it just about flush. You know, you want just a little bit of collar there. It will heal over itself. And that tree will produce new branches for you. So you are probably going to do a little bit of both looking at these plants. They are less susceptible to disease, so you don't really have a requirement to be out there today. If you just want to go inventory, that's fine. If it's a safety thing for you, I would go trim those as soon as you can. But other than that, that kind of clean cutting should keep the plant plenty happy, and it will replace, I promise, it will replace those broken limbs. It's just not the fastest growing plant, but it will fill itself back out.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We love our mountain laurels. It's sad to see them look so, they can't handle the weight up top, and it just snaps off so many of them. I'm not sure what I'm up against yet. Like you said, I'll have to inventory that. It's not an area I need to worry about now, but should I wait a week or two before I do anything?
I don't know that you would need, there would be no harm in waiting a week or two. If you have the time, you could do it now. I mean, if you're like, I'm going to be out there anyway, I've got good pruners, let me just go take care of this, fine. If you want to give it a week or so, you're not really going to see the plant suffer from the broken branch much. We worry about oak trees getting oak wilt through open wounds. That's not going to be an issue with the mountain laurel. If you give it till next weekend, which is supposed to be decent weather, cool, rainy, but decent, there's going to be no harm to the plant. It gives you an opportunity to go out there and really get a view. I've got a couple of 8-footers, mountain laurels. Haven't even looked at them yet. I'm hoping to be able to head out there today. Do not know what to expect, but I really don't plan on doing any trimming on things today. For one, I would like it to warm up to be the nice weather they're talking about tomorrow before I consider doing it. And I'm not worried about the plant. It's not going to suddenly suffer some disease issue. if I give it some time before I go out there and fix what's broken.
Right. So, but if I don't see any branches coming off the smaller branches coming off those branches away from the trunk, then just take it pretty much all the way down to the near to the trunk. Otherwise, take it near the above the branches and
above a good existing branch or a good healthy bud. You know, one of those places where you can see that that's going to become a branch for you. When you cut that broken branch off right in front of a bud, that's going to encourage that bud to grow faster.
When you
so
say a
view
bud,
it that way.
Not like a little knot coming off the wood?
You'll see a single little bump. It'll look like where new growth should be forming for you there. Okay. If you see that and... when you touch it, it doesn't like flake off. You don't have to press hard, but if it's intact in there, you can cut it right in front of that bud, and that bud should become a new branch for you.
Okay. Well, we've got our work cut out for us.
No pun intended. Totally agree. Charles, thank you much for the call. Dee, I see you there. Can you hang on? We need to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Let's see here. Let's head to the phone. This is Dee. Good morning, Dee. What can I help you with?
Hey, Jeff. I started my tomato plants from seed about 3.5 weeks ago in a ProHex starting tray, and they all sprouted, and I transferred them to 3-inch pots about a week and a half into the growing cycle. And then put them under, on heat mats and underneath some 35-watt LED grow lights just to try and get them started well. And, I had them nice and warm, but when the power went out, it dropped to about, I'd say, 38 degrees to 42 degrees inside the living room where they were growing for about, 2 or 3 days while the power was out locally. There was a little bit of leaf damage toward the tips of some of the tomatoes. The seedlings are about 4.5 inches tall right now. So my question is, are they stunted? Should I start another batch, or are they still going to be viable and produce fruit once they're full grown?
Because you're already seeing damage to the leaf, I would think they've taken the full impact of that cold weather. And I cannot guarantee you one way or another whether if you plant those, they're going to be normal and fine, or you are going to suffer the stunting that the cold can cause. And the big problem is if you put them in the ground, you got to wait probably six more weeks before you would even know that they were stunted or their production was limited. And if you were to start new seeds, you're going to lose 3 weeks of time, 4 weeks of time. You're caught in a terrible catch-22 here, Dee. I'd like to suggest this, and this is lame, I admit it. Consider sacrificing half of the ones you have and replanting that half. You're hedging a bet. If you put in the already growing plants, they're already got such a lead time, maybe they will produce. If they don't, you still have a backup plan. That just means you're going to be a little behind the curve before you would get a yield from them. But at least splitting the difference would at least help guarantee you still get a yield. Does that make sense?
Oh, certainly. And I have like 70 plants, so I mean there's no shortage of them, and starting another tray is not a big deal.
The only heartburn there is you got a month of investment in their growth, and I'd hate to see you throw them all away because they could be much better producers than we think, and they weren't as affected as we think.
Otherwise, man, I mean, a little bit of leaf damage at the tips, but otherwise they look pretty healthy and vigorous still.
Yeah, it's just that leaf damage, because they were damaged because of cold, that means that we know that they were in a cold range that could stunt them. So
okay.
Split them.
That's
the only way to help guarantee.
I got you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I really empathize. That's kind of a tough question to answer. Let's go to, this is Tim in South Austin. Good morning, Tim. What can I help you with?
Good morning. I live down in Southwest Austin and in Granada Hills, and we have a couple of gigantic oaks and even some medium-sized oaks in our yard that have lost very large branches or even medium-sized, but most of them have broken off at the base. How do we treat those wounds? Or do we treat them like we normally would when we prune the tree, or what's the best way to go about that?
It is a good recommendation, even though during this weather, the possibility of oak wilt is low because of the temperatures. We're warming up quickly. So it would be worthwhile to slop some paint on there. It doesn't have to be special tree paint or anything like that. If you've got a little latex paint, pour it on there if you have to, if you can't find a brush. But coating the wounds reduces the risk of the oak wilt. And even now, it's really, really low, but you're just helping them along. Until such time that you can, or you can get an arborist out to properly cut the wounds, make sure that any open wound is painted over. Doesn't matter the color, doesn't matter the kind of paint. Even though it's this cold, it's one extra step that you can actually do now that is at least productive. If you're going to do your trimming, we're in the time of year that anything you cut bigger than an inch in diameter, you want to get paint on it. Like, make a cut, put some paint. Make a cut, put some paint. But that's about the best you can do at the time being to help them get through this. Hopefully, you don't have real serious damage. You're just going to have a tree that doesn't look quite so good. Tim, I see you dropped off. I'm sorry about that. I hope you got that. Folks, this is a good recommendation for your oak trees. If you go out there and you find a broken branch and you can't get to it, you can't get an arborist out, you can't get it cut or trimmed, get some paint. You can spray paint on there. It's not a big deal. Just get a cover on that wound. Any color, doesn't have to be special paint. It's one productive step you can take. I know it's low risk because of the weather, but why don't we reduce the risk a little bit more? Folks, this is Gardening Naturally. We're coming up at the top of the hour to break for the news. I'll catch you all on the other side.